Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we are finishing the interviews with the 28 Time Cinema guys, and I have the pleasure to be in company of Sophie, who is the representative for the Netherlands. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So, Sophie, first of all, tell our listeners about a bit more about this project, what this project is about.
What the 28 Time Cinema?
Yes, correct.
Well, I sort of accidentally discovered it. The cinema I'm representing, which is called Lantaarnvenster, mm-hmm. in Rotterdam, posted this message on Facebook, and I saw it, and I think, it sounded amazing, so I applied.
What are you expected to do during this project?
Well, I've been on a jury before for the International Film Festival in Rotterdam 2 or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. And I expected something similar, so basically talking about cinema all day long with fellow jurors and seeing as many films as possible. And
because you are part of a jury of Le Giornate degli Autori, so mm-hmm. you are basically expected to watch all the movies that are included
yes.
in this strand,
mm-hmm.
and finally to select a winner, basically.
Yes.
And which was the winning film?
C'est ça l'amour. Personally, I really liked the animation mm-hmm. called Villeneuve. But obviously, this was also a very good film, and it's a good winner. So
okay. And as part of this project, you have also the chance to attend some workshops. Which one did you attend?
I went to the workshop Active Cinema Goers,
mm-hmm.
Which I really enjoyed.
What was it about?
Well, I guess we had to organize our own film festival, so you were divided mm-hmm. into different, not compartments, but we had different tasks. So I did the programming together with one of my colleagues. And we talked about a lot of initiatives that are happening in Europe right now. So, for example, the Barbican Young Programmers that is going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And I've been part of IFFR, so the Rotterdam Film Festival's Young Selectors, which is a similar initiative, and I've done that now for 2 years. We set it up with
so basically it was not completely new for you.
No, so I really enjoyed talking
yeah.
about it and being able to take part in the discussion. So.
And you said something more about yourself. I mean, where does this passion for cinema come from?
Oh, I've always been busy with cinema, partly because of my father,
mm-hmm.
Who introduced me to a lot of classical cinema and music and literature. So it's lovely talking about it with him. And in the Netherlands, you have this wonderful system called Cineville,
mm-hmm.
which allows you to you have unlimited access to all art house films
oh.
in the Netherlands.
Unlimited access.
Yes, 19 euros
Great.
A month. Which is
really?
Insanely cheap, I think. So I think I went to the cinema 7 times a week, probably, during
wow.
that time.
Well.
And that's amazing. And the Rotterdam Film Festival was amazing. And
which role would you like to play in the cinema industry? I mean, do you see yourself as a screenwriter, as a director?
I've always really wanted to become a festival programmer.
Okay.
So
a bit behind the scenes, let's
yes.
say so.
The organization. And actually, I love organizing screenings and doing interviews and Q&As. So I mainly want to focus on that. And I study film in London. So
okay.
I'm now going to
which university?
King's College, and that is absolutely amazing. So London is a wonderful place to study
yeah.
cinema. So
yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Really great.
And what will you bring home about this experience in Venice?
I think I talked about this with a lot of my fellow jurors.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that when you get up and before you go to bed, you're talking about cinema all day long with everyone. And because the jury consists out of 28 people,
yeah.
you get a lot of different point of views.
and you start thinking about them, because I guess that when you watch a movie, you may have your own opinion, but then after the discussion, it might change.
Yeah, definitely. I had that multiple times, actually, and people have such interesting insights, and also the fact that, you know, cinema is connected, well, within our lives with everything, so your personal philosophy and memories, and that way you really get to know each other, because you talk about cinema all day long, so you have all those aspects that, you know, you get to know each other very well in a very short amount of time. So I really made a lot of good friends.
Great. Thank you so much, Sophie, for having shared your experience with Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.